down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports Podcast with your host, Joe Kay, and of course, the president, owner, CEO, and overall lord of the TSL, Topper. And sitting over there in the co-host chair, we got the mouth that goes a mile a minute, Trish! And of course, we got a couple of guests that you can't wait to hear from in a minute. So let's get to the show.
You were ready for this.
She was, I know. She's like, I'm going to go to church later.
She wouldn't do the choir warm-ups, but maybe she'll lead us in a prayer.
I love it.
She didn't want to do our gospel-style warm-up.
Sometimes I just hit record at the right time. Of course. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the last week of the regular season edition of the Topper Sports Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Joe Kay, coming to you live, but also recorded from Topper's Tavern and Poolside Cabana in beautiful, gloomy Sanborn.
Don't forget the dog park.
Guys. Dog park. Well, you put the dogs away, so it's really a dog park, because they're just going to get muddied up and keep trying to steal stuff and all that other jazz. That sweet melodic voice you just heard was, of course, that of our Lord and Savior, Topper McGovern. Patrick, how are you?
I'm good.
You've had quite the week, sir.
It's been a crazy week. Good week.
Well, I think you actually had a pretty big week, personally. Let's get right into it. Because I don't want to make you my winner of the week, because I don't want to. But I will say that since the last podcast, you've been kind of on fire. You did send Mel the hilarious mileage reimbursement check for driving all the way out from Derby.
Yeah.
So keep in mind that he'll pay you mileage. So
everybody write down. Wow.
Which means I have a lot of receipts.
This is starting a bad pattern.
I have a lot.
Right.
My get out of debt.
Nick and Tammy right now are like chalking up how many miles it is from Rochester to get here.
Well, that's why they're not on the show anymore. Topper doesn't want to pay their mileage. Fine. You did that. You also scored the game-winning goal in your hockey game.
I did, yeah.
And then you achieved the impossible, which we'll get to in Breakfast Club, where Dominatrix pulled the biggest upset of the year.
We did,
winning in the playoffs, so that's cool. We won't talk about the other games, but I'd say you had a pretty solid week.
It was not bad.
Not bad. Not bad. I feel like that's like a top 15 week for your career.
Well.
Like in life.
Yeah, but compared to what Dave did on my Breakfast Club team, he was crazy good yesterday.
Which Dave?
Dave Brill, I think, is his last name.
Oh, yeah, the guy that doesn't play for anybody else?
Right.
Yeah, another person that we need. Yeah. We can honestly put together like a free agent team at this point. So that's something to think
about. We'll get Kroll to do that.
Yeah, that's what he's here for. Speaking of Kroll.
That's what we call a transition.
That is a good
Mr.
transition.
Ginger Ale himself, sweet Canada Dry. Jeff Kroll is here.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me back.
You keep saying that. You're basically a regular at this point. I should just put you in the intro. You're here more than Trish.
That's true.
She might be my loser of the week. We'll get into it later, though. how was your day?
My Saturday was fantastic.
It was.
It was a fantastic day, yeah.
We'll get into it.
And he's had two breakfasts today, so.
Yeah, I had a breakfast, and then I was fed a cinnamon roll when I got here.
Oh.
Not literally.
Hand
would have been nice.
Honestly.
Get your shit together.
I had to put it in my mouth myself, so that wasn't great.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Get yourself together over there.
Next time, move his jaw for him to
chew. Thank you.
Unbelievable. And so that means we're getting, for people who don't know, we're getting a little Zach Attack today.
Yeah.
There you go.
One hand.
Kayla in here for Zach Attack. Jenny, you've been here before, so you've done this. So, welcome back. Thanks
Thank
for returning
you.
After
what?
She's old.
3 years.
Not old.
Yes. We'll get into old later.
Strike back. Go ahead. Get it right now. Fight. Oh, you forgot to bring the dartboard up. We're going to have the dartboard challenge on here.
Yeah.
He was going to bring
the
dartboard challenge on here. That might have to be after the show at this point. So, welcome back.
Thanks.
When was it like?
Thanks for having me back.
2018? 2019? It had to. Well,
probably 2019.
Had to be. Well, when did Lenny pass away?
2019.
Yeah, so it was a few months after that where I was trying to hold it together. And I did, by the way. Now we have this beautiful podcast garage studio thing that's going on.
We didn't play. Yeah, 2019.
It's crazy.
In the fall.
Time flies. Holy shit.
I know.
It was 3 years ago. It's bananas. So welcome back. How have you been?
Thanks. Good.
Yeah, what's going on in your life? Tell the listeners.
Today's my anniversary.
What? And you're here?
It's great. We made it 1 year.
Happy anniversary. Thanks for celebrating it with
us.
And not your husband.
We have plans for later.
Okay.
I would
really like to hope so. If you didn't, I'd have other questions.
We're going to go see Jurassic Park.
Nice. Ooh. Love knows no bounds. It's amazing. Clever girl. And then we have Kayla here, too. Hi, Kayla.
Hello.
You showed up with lots of gifts.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you know, gotta bring something.
I told her everyone did.
I don't know much about the leagues.
That's how you make.
You don't have to listen. I don't know much about the leagues, so it's fine. Yeah. So we got cinnamon rolls and mini quiche. I don't even know what those other things were. They were
breakfast
delicious.
Egg breakfast quiche.
It was so good. And of course, tequila shots. We'll steal a sunrise shot.
Leftover from yesterday.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're recording at 10 a.m, so that's just. Well, actually, it's 11 hours. We've already been here for an hour. Spectacular.
Oh my gosh.
Thank God we're not. We're not really doing anything after this, except for, well, you're in dinner.
I have a birthday party to be at 12:30.
Whose birthday party do you have to be to?
My niece.
Oh, God, you're going to be late for that. That sucks.
Yeah, well.
How are you not having the party here? Usually you throw family parties at your house.
I do, but they actually built the whole pool themselves this year, so.
Right. I mean, how long are we going to talk for, though?
What?
Party at one. How long are we going to talk for?
Yeah, we got to get a move on.
Yeah, let's get moving. Well, people are spilling drinks and stuff, so we got to let it start. So, Kayla, we get to ask you. You were already prepared for this, and so don't say, oh, God.
You can say that later.
I was too busy spilling drinks to be prepared.
It was amazing. How long have you been in the league? Mm-hmm.
2018, 2019. I don't know. Maybe 2019.
You didn't play with us the first year.
All right. Probably 2019.
2019. How'd you get into the league?
Oh, I had a bunch of friends that desperately needed a girl to play.
But that's not you.
And I can run, so
yeah,
I.
That was
you. Well, you just said. Girl. Didn't you just say, I don't think you've started with us? Isn't that what you're just saying?
Oh, because
they started
a season before me in
a year.
Yeah, so.
Oh,
we
the team started and then
played
they
played in D6 first. We won. And then she played with us in D5.
Got it.
Yeah.
So,
shuffled around girls.
Well, you have to at some point, right? So how do you like the league? I mean, you stick around, but is it about just because your friends make you or because you actually enjoy playing?
Yeah, and they need my nourishment.
She does bring snacks every week.
No, it's fun. It's a good time.
She really is the official culinary expert of the TSL.
No, it's a good time.
We're
going to
get her
like exercise,
a
outdoor activity.
She needs like a Topper Sports chef hat or something.
Oh my God, no.
What do you mean no?
I would never wear a chef's hat.
Why?
Those are ugly.
We'll get you something kind
of
cute.
I guess we'll give you a cool chef's hat. We'll find it. We'll figure it out.
I got a t-shirt guy. Maybe he can come up with something.
A ball cap. I feel like a good ball cap.
You don't have a hat guy, do you?
He does hats, too.
Does he? Yeah. Well, then you can't really call him a t-shirt guy, then.
No.
Because that kind of pigeonholes him. That's rude of you.
Yeah, that is my bad.
Are you going to sit on your phone the whole time?
I was clearing some things off here.
I love it.
Sheesh.
I'm just making sure. I mean, we're here because you set the time this early, so you have to
I am contributing. I'm multitasking over here.
It's amazing. This is the most you've ever done. Like I said, this is the biggest week of your life. Top 15, at least. So anyway, Saturday was fun, for sure. A lot of people took off early because, well, everybody had a whole bunch of other shit to do. And the bar apparently kicked everybody out at 6 o'clock or whatever.
Sure
did. Again, we got private party. Not dinner crowded, though. Official league business. Patrick's walking away just as we're going to get going on his game. Fantastic. But with that, we're going to move right into the game. So if you want to read the 9 o'clock scores, let's do it.
Sure. The Escorts, 12. Dominatrix, 39. And Genitalia, 39. Trish's Tiny Disasters, 19.
Well, I guess we'll talk about the game Topper wasn't a part of, since he's the only one that played in any of these things, right? You girls aren't in Breakfast Club, correct?
No.
Why not?
Too early.
You got here with no problem. You drove to Sanborn.
There was a problem.
Barely.
You drove to Sanborn early with no problem.
I rolled out of bed at 9:30.
And where do you live?
Just you.
And you still made it no problem to Sanborn. I think you can make it to Breakfast Club. And you already said you were going to join next time. You're going to be a captain, so.
I
got time to think about it. When does that start? The fall?
Yeah, it'll be the fall. We'll figure. Like, listen,
I can't be a captain. I wouldn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Well, I think what we're going to look at is because we have the sub list kind of like connected to Breakfast Club, and a lot of people who want to play in the league who don't have teams, I think we're going to probably make Breakfast Club happen in the fall just because, well, we can and it's fun and all that other jazz. So there'll be more announcements on that later on. But Genitalia came out and beat Trisha Tiny Disasters to nobody's real surprise. Genitalia was a little bit better all season, and they just kind of proved it there. Also, I know Trisha Tiny Disasters didn't have a couple people show up for a Breakfast Club playoff game, which is kind of lame. So, like, I know Keon wasn't there. I think he only showed up, like, half the season.
Yeah, Hogan Dave Baker was there most of the season. He wasn't there on Saturday either.
See, what a bum.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he got in trouble last week at the bar.
No comments.
Wifey had to come out and pull him out by the ear. It was something.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you were gone for that. It was amazing.
I was gone for this.
It was spectacular. I turned to Alex, and that happened. I just went, how much trouble is he in? He's like, well, she was here, so a lot. So, rest in peace, Dave Baker. It was nice knowing you.
Rest in
peace. But with that, Dominatrix, who didn't win a single game in the regular season, come into the playoffs.
What?
They take on the Escorts.
Yeah.
Who arguably improved with their new captain, and Topper just laid a beating on him. Patrick, why don't you tell me what happened?
So, well, they didn't have Kyle. So
yeah,
they
he
were
had
without
bail late,
yeah.
Unfortunately, he had a passing or something.
I think we still probably would have beat them the way we played. I mean, defensively, we, as I said, we must have had two or three interceptions.
Nice.
And a couple, we could have had a couple more, I think. And we didn't miss anything on offense, too. I think maybe one drive they stopped.
Oh, so you didn't throw?
I did throw.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's weird to hear you say those two sentences back to back.
I understand that. But as I said, David Brill had the game of his life.
Dave Brill, guy.
I think he had like two touchdowns, two picks, a couple extra points.
The newest member of When Dove Cries Next
Year. Yeah.
It seems like you have a rapport with him. So.
Oh, yeah.
Big one. That means you guys move on. Actually, that means we play each other. Because we're the one seed. So that's exciting. Yeah. So
Deke's out.
Deke blew out his hamstring and Travis blew out his ankle, but apparently is going to like tape it up really tightly and play, even though he tore ligaments, apparently. And one ankle is significantly bigger than the other right now. But
perfect.
Travis is nothing else but a gamer. We'll see how that goes.
We have to have Travis tone it down. He was a little too orangey yesterday.
He was very orangey.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't even that orangey on Lenny O'Meara Day.
No.
That's when he should have been orangey. Yeah. But anyway, so if Travis can't go, though, that means we have the Topper Joe K quarterback showdown that everybody wants.
It's a must-see TV.
I'd offer you a hair versus hair match, but God beat me to it. So we'll have to figure something else out. But we'll have our own Joe K versus Topper bet, and then we'll still make the captains do something. I don't care if Becca's in Europe or wherever she's gallivanting right now. So that should be a ton of fun. But let's move on to more fun games at 10 o'clock. We're just making you read everything now. She's done this before. I got you, girls.
Legends, 48. Eyes Downtown, 36. Bullet Club, 24. Gray Hair Don't Care, 55. Can't Touch This, 24. Varsity Has Been's, 13. Two Tutties, 8. Passing While Intoxicated, 22.
Fantastic. Oh, that's not good. Oh, I just lost hearing in half of my, or all of my headphones? Doesn't really matter. I can still talk. Oh, now it's working. Whatever.
Perfect. We're back.
Gray Hair came in and played Bullet Club, and I mean, they're up like 28 points in the first like three drives. It's just one of those things. First off, I'm gonna bitch about it again. People should not be allowed to wear gray in the league, because Gray Hair has people wearing white, light gray, dark gray, and kind of black, and you can't really see who, like we wore black because I told them, hey, wear your lighter colors, and they, you know, most of them did, but not everybody has white and, you know, light gray.
We'll so send out a reminder. It just basically colors.
It just basically, it's not even that, because they'll just say we're wearing gray. They're not lying. They're not, well, cut, take two, action. They're not lying, but apparently there's at least 50 shades of gray, so it kind of screws things up. Ooh, you laughed about that. Interesting. She knows. That was Kayla, to be clear. But either way, like, you could tell it was just, you know, when you're a quarterback looking quick and they all look the same, even though everybody wore black to try to look different, it still didn't really help much. So
does that account for the 30 point
no,
loss?
No, I'm not blaming
just no, we're asking the tough questions.
No, I'm not, that's not the excuse. All I'm right. just saying that just looks bad. Like, playoff games, I don't want them being decided on that. We got to play them next week, for instance, and I don't want to have to have that be an issue again.
All right, so what is, like, how
make
do you
wanna... them just ban gray from being a color.
Ban gray. So, but overall, it's technically, it's, I mean, it's in their name.
Or they could buy gray shirts their hair that are all the same color.
Yeah, that would be cool too. Like, at least Eyes Downtown, you know they're all going to wear the same, like, color, so you can counteract that. But either that, or I want you to buy me neon shirts for this week.
Oh, no, we're already neon, sorry.
You're nowhere near D2, it'll be fine. But,
That's the best way to do it. Neon, nobody else wears that in D4.
I think I have as many wins in D2 as you do, to be fair.
Not overall, sir. Not career. Just this season. But I don't know, gray hair. But I mean, props to gray hair though. They have their system down. Like, they're calling out plays. Like, Dave's yelling like Green Bay 33, and it sounds insane. But they know what's going on. And I mean, we got a new guy Nate back because he had torn his quad like early on, and he was playing safety.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
I didn't really realize it was torn. I just thought he was skipping games because he was miserable. But no, he was actually hurt, and he was happy to be back. But he's only played 3 games ever, and they just brutalized him. They got him to move, and, you know, Dave's been playing really good. So Gray Hair, I mean, this got them to be the second seed, so they've been flying, so shout out to them. Legends take on Eyes Downtown, and essentially the who's going to be the number one seed matchup. Legends end up beating Eyes Downtown. I don't know if that's surprising or not, because the Legends are pretty good. But
yeah, Eyes Downtown was on a hot streak, though. They'd won whatever it was, 5 or 6 games in a row. And I guess I was a little surprised just because it looked like Legends didn't show up with a lot of their players. So there was no Baccio this week.
Right.
I know Osika's been like...
Travis is hurt.
Yeah, Travis is hurt, all that. So they had Stoner Dave subbing in the game. So it just looked kind of like a little bit of a different team for them. Casey right. Lawler was back.
Yeah, Travis got Casey to come back. It was really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. So I guess I just assumed with all those new people and Eyes Downtown being on the role that they're on, I assumed that Eyes Downtown would take it. But Legends looked pretty good the whole game.
That's crazy. So that sets up Sticky versus Eyes Downtown in the first round.
Correct.
How are you feeling about that?
I feel all right.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we played them twice, and both games were just, you know, everyone scoring on every drive. So
right.
I'm sure we're nervous about it. I'm sure they're nervous about it.
You're nervous about it?
I'm as nervous as they are, put it that way.
Bobby's not nervous.
Then I'm as equally unnervous as Bobby.
I don't know. You brought up nerves first. So shout out to Legends for finishing number one in, you know, the weakest D1 we've had in 40 years. Anyway, that's being a dick. Can't Touch This got back into the win column after losing last week. They beat Varsity Has-Beens and extinguished any chance Varsity had at making the playoffs because they needed to win out basically today. And then Passing While Intoxicated took on Two Tutties. Corey was supposed to be on the show and he bailed, so I'm kind of mad at him for that. But he did say, I will be on in the fall, which means they're coming back, so that's super cool. And Passing While Intoxicated gets a win that they haven't really been winning much, so, I mean, anytime you get a win headed into the playoffs, that's a good thing. So I assume nobody watched any of these games because nobody's jumping in.
So I didn't watch any of these games, but what's interesting is we're only showing four of them. There was a fifth game at 10 a.m. So Tox played somebody, and
yeah,
I forget
that was
who.
A makeup game.
That was a makeup game, so it's not on this. But
why didn't it show up?
Well, the T in TSL stands for Topper, so these things happen.
Hold on.
Yeah, he's doing his best.
Why didn't it show up here?
He looks very, very concerned.
I am very concerned.
You'll get there, buddy.
Who did they play?
I don't know.
Damn it. Hold on.
Dynamite.
Nobody
radio.
Yes. Yeah. Let's just have dead air time for a while.
Awkward silence.
Oh my God. So tell me your chocolate chip cookie recipe we were talking about.
They played Puckett.
Yeah, it's a secret.
They played Puckett.
Did they play Puckett?
I can't give away my recipe.
They might have played. They played a white team. Yeah, I think it was Puckett.
They can go on Google and you search best chocolate chip recipes and it might come up.
Is it just your face?
No, I stole it from somebody else.
Oh, so it's not even yours. Wait,
Puckett won that 32-12.
But I found it.
Fair. Great.
No, that's at the 2 o'clock.
And it is delicious.
We have that in the 2 o'clock spot.
Yeah.
Well, son of a bitch then.
Boy, right. 9 weeks, we
just
still can't get it together,
organized
right?
This morning.
But at least he's got the, at least he has the score numbers next to the team name now. So again, baby steps.
Little improvements.
We're getting there.
Well, whatever.
So did Tox play then?
Like, they definitely. I guarantee you, they played at 10 o'clock.
Okay, I couldn't tell. I was focused on my own game.
So maybe I moved it. Maybe I put it at the wrong time.
Like I said, I think the way Gordon asked me how the game went because he had military service, so he wasn't there, and I was like, well. We had a backup girl, no guys, and I had 7 catches, so that should just tell you how poorly it went. And he's like, I understand. We lost by a lot. So it was really fun. So anyway, cool at 10 o'clock since Topper is just bewildered at this moment.
I am bewildered.
We'll move on to slightly better radio at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think I could do better. Should I say the divisions when I read these?
You don't have to say the division. No. Just say the higher score first. I think that's the best way to do it.
Okay, the Notorious BNB 25. When Dove Cries 6.
Beautiful.
Past Our Prime 25. Dilfs 24.
Ooh.
Untouchables 44. Frodo Swaggins 18. And Cobblestone 33. 716. Negative 32. That's a shame.
Topper's pudgy fingers
hit a
negative.
Topper just doesn't know.
I put a dash there.
To separate it from the 716.
Dash 32.
Yeah, so it didn't look like 71,632.
How does that happen in the TSL? Somebody loses 32 points.
Yeah, with a lot of pick sixes. Start taking them off the other way after a while.
The scorecards don't go up there.
So, Patrick, despite your
beautiful
week leading up to this moment, Notorious B&B just kind of put a hurting on you, literally and figuratively. So, why don't you tell me what happened?
No, they played good football. Alex didn't make any mistakes. You know, I just wasn't on.
Right. Didn't you say you got hurt?
My arm was bothering me. I just wasn't making throws.
So not hurt, but just old. Like that, like the aches and pains?
There's something wrong.
Really?
Well, him or you?
As open-ended as that is, everybody here thought of something else that was wrong with you. Go on.
I just walked into that one.
You sure did.
By the way, it was Puckett playing Tox at 10.
Okay,
thank you.
So just wanted to change the topic here.
Close the loop on that one. Yes. Thank you.
So basically, that game was at 10.
Thank God.
Good work, everyone.
Investigative work here.
I'm really proud of all of you.
I know. I know. All right. So, anyways, yeah, we got crushed. We just didn't play well.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. I know all about that. You don't got to tell me.
Yep.
Jeff, do you see any of these games? Because usually you see something.
Yeah, I actually ended up reffing the last 10 minutes of the Untouchables Frodo game, so I'm sure I missed the bulk of it. But, you know, Garrett's dealing with, like, a calf injury or something right now. I think it was a calf, so he's just not moving as well as he normally does. So I don't know if that factored into them getting their asses kicked in this game, but...
You let us swear on...
I did.
Fuck
so.
Yeah, what do we want?
I hope so.
Oh my god.
Yeah. She's like cluster hearts.
I don't know. She's like, I've been holding back.
I'm anxiety with that.
I've been holding back my this whole time.
Oh, no, so I apologize.
The girl bringing tequila sunrise at 9 in the morning is fucked over swear words.
Puritan next to me here. So I didn't watch any of the Cobblestone 7-1-6 game, but I think Lindsay West plays for Cobblestone, and she mentioned they were down by like 18 points, and they came back and won.
Well,
so that's pretty impressive.
Well, yeah. Daryl's Child was there this week, and he had to perform, obviously, in front of his kid.
Yeah.
But she kind of stole the show at the bar, by the way. She's hilarious.
She did.
Yeah. People loved her. Yeah, it was really cool. Daryl Carr, the great chains are just moving on. So let's see here. Oh, Untouchables. I talked to Burr, also perennial loser right now, because he bailed on being here at some time last night. I don't know. I was drugging his Dora. But he bailed after promising he would be here. He said right beforehand, he goes, I want to kill Garrett. I'm like, why? He's like, because I just want to kill everybody. I want to win this championship the most dominant way we can, essentially. I mean, I'm paraphrasing a bit, but I know that's what he meant. And
that sounds exactly like him.
I know, right? That's why I feel like it's believable. Yeah. But and they went out and they did exactly that. And Frodo was arguably their biggest competition, maybe. So,
yeah, I think Frodo ended with a 2 seed, right, Topper?
Even with the loss?
Jeez.
Yeah, I think
so. Give me a little heads up.
Sorry.
You should just have a Stannis page up at all times.
I did, but then I was
then
waiting for that other
schedules.
Game.
Yeah.
We got a lot of windows
really
open over here,
game.
People.
He's working hard this morning.
Hold on.
See?
Pardon? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of work for a Sunday morning.
We're still waiting for the standing saloon.
It's here.
He's getting there.
What are we looking at?
Is Frodo the 2 seed?
Frodo's the 2 seed.
Hey, we got it.
They're a +9 on the season.
Fantastic stat.
Thank you.
That's not the
Thank
stat
you.
We were looking for.
I know, but that's kind of weird that they're only.
I'll take anything we can get at this point.
All these teams.
Thank you for understanding.
They're all 4-5. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, they're all
5-4.
So I think I'm not looking at this, but I think D3 is like one really good team, right?
That's
with
Untouchables.
Mm-hmm. And then everybody else is kind of like, you know, there's a handful of teams that are in that like we're good enough to maybe like if we peak on the right day and they kind of have an off day, like we can take this, but. Nobody else is on Untouchables level right now.
So
but like season.
They're untouchable?
That's what I was getting at. Thank you.
Dynamite.
Setting you up.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, you're not wrong, though. I mean, they boast arguably the best female player in the league right now. They have Burr, who has made leaps and bounds as a quarterback and is probably on his way to a, I don't want to say it, but quarterback of the year for D3 right now. Although, again, it won't matter. It doesn't matter because if he doesn't play in D3 next year, we only do the awards for the fall.
That's true. He'll never win it. Yeah.
Screw him. He'll demand that we do awards for the spring now. But, yeah, and Matt Helm, who a lot of people still don't know what he looks like, but he's been good apparently for a while. Yeah, no shaker. I agree with you.
Couldn't tell you.
He's a gentleman, so I got that down. But, yeah. So they're really good. They have arguably the best players in the division, and it's showing based on, you know, how the standings look. So I don't see them losing, but...
The Untouchables are number one ranked overall.
Overall,
though.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's that. Enjoy D2, guys, win or lose. Let's see here. Then Past Our Prime played the Dilfs, and I know that Past Our Prime was missing some players. I know that the Dilfs were missing at least Travis, who was hurt, but... big win for Hogan's team. They did that to...
That came down to the last play, I think.
Did it? Look at you. Okay, you're remembering stuff.
I was there.
Sound it out, boy.
I was there for that.
Here we go.
I think they went for the win. They went for the win.
That sounds like what Hogan would do.
No, it was...
Oh, the Dilfs, you mean?
Yeah, the Dilfs
the other
going
way.
For
okay.
the win. Yeah.
Oh, they went for the win, didn't get it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Well, actually, if the Dilfs got the win, they would have finished sixth, so that would... Or second, sixth, what's wrong with me? So I guess it did actually kind of matter. Instead, they lose the three-way tiebreaker. And by lose, I mean that just means they get to play.
I think age showed up in that game because the Doobie to Rogo connection there failed at the end.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
So it's Rogo's fault or Doobie's fault? Just want Topper to call somebody else.
Yeah.
Did they play next week?
I mean,
no, that would be better, though.
50-50 chance there. I think. I mean, if I had to say it was anyone's fault, I would say it was Rogo's.
Fair enough. I feel like everybody would say that, too. Topper with the hot takes. I love it. And then that's it for that set of games, right? Yeah, okay, cool. Like I said, it's early. Screw you guys. Anyway, we did this. That's 11 o'clock. Let's move on to noon.
Do you want to read some, Jenna?
Yeah, come on, Jenna.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
I'll read
there you
one.
Go. Just pass the book.
She's coloring.
She
just
didn't want to say interdimensional lightning falcons.
Yeah, the word is too big. I couldn't read it.
The word is too big. I couldn't
read it. The word is
too
big.
All
right. So, Scared Hitless 30, the Notorious BNB 29. Fourth and Something 34, Free Ballers 24, Interdimensional Lightning Falcons, 51. XMD, 42. And Cunning Stunt, 60. Varsity Has-Beens, 22.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Cunning Stunts just put the final nail in the Varsity Has-Beens coffin by just dropping 60 on them. I mean, they're looking pretty sharp for playoffs. Not much to really say there. Did Andrew give you the rundown of the ILF report?
So this is what he gave me on ILF's game this week. I guess they were winning 31-0.
Okay.
So the final score, if you look at this, what do they win by, like 9 in the
42.
End? Yeah. So, I mean, they collapsed a little bit in the second half. It was a massacre that turned into a closer game at the end.
Yeah.
So
XMD needed to win this to try to get in the playoffs.
They did, and of course they didn't. So they're going to be on the outside looking in for playoffs.
It's a bummer. Did you talk with any of them this year? I didn't get a chance.
Not really. I mean, week one I talked to them,
I hope,
and
they
then
had
I
fun.
Hadn't seen them.
Like, I don't want them to not
were
be
they
back.
A new team?
No,
they're a new old team.
Oh.
Yeah,
they played,
they
played for years.
A while, and then they took some time off.
They were called DMX.
Yeah. So
oh, okay. We didn't get to play them because of the...
Right.
So many.
Oh, almost
yeah.
Be like, if
so we didn't get to play.
If there were enough ties, we almost would have had to bring like strength of schedule into this one because D4 is insane. So that's pretty interesting. But yeah, so Lightning Falcons score maybe the most points they scored all year too with 51. But that was a hell of a shootout.
Do you want the official check on that?
Yeah, do it.
All right. It's gonna take
let's
a minute.
Wait
so I'll get back.
We're going. We're gonna go.
We really need the Jeopardy.
I gotta get back
on
that.
Yeah. Well, scared. Yeah. Scared Hill is good. 1 point victory over B&B. What do you know about it?
So I watched most of that game while we were warming up, and so B&B was missing a lot of people this week. It was Alex Bookless playing Iron Man, going both ways. So not the strongest B&B squad missing. Like you know, they're missing Garrett, Josh, Bro, who plays for them sometimes.
Right.
I think somebody else was gone also.
I said the stats are in.
Oh, you're ready to go.
No,
I'll keep going anyway.
He's making his next mimosa.
Yeah, no, he'll get there when he gets there. B&B actually scored at the end, went for two, and failed. So
okay.
They almost won. But what's interesting is they lost by 1 point. There was a play earlier in the game, and you never know whether or not this actually affects the outcome in the end, but there was a 2-point conversion that B&B went for earlier in the game that was picked off. The guy intercepted it and scared hitless, ran it back for a score. But instead of scoring... He just kind of had a brain fart and kneeled on the one, thinking
thinking
we'll
get
to
the
girl
the
next
girl.
Play. So there should have been no points scored on that.
No.
The refs, as soon as he ran past Bookless, they were like, well, he's not going to catch him. The refs turned around and didn't see it.
Oh, no.
So B&B is just, like, screaming, like, are you kidding me? The guy kneeled. Like, you can't give him the points for that. But none of the refs saw it. So B&B was kind of robbed out of 2 points on that play. You can't say that it would have made the difference because maybe Scared Hitless does something different later in the game.
They're not robbed out of 2 points there.
They were... Oh, they were gifted. Put it this way. Scared Hitless was gifted 2 points.
Yeah, that one.
Yes, that's what I mean to say, yeah.
That's really... How did they not see
Yeah, and the refs just turn and
they just
not
assume
see...
Alex won't catch him. How terrible.
I mean, yeah, right.
So
I don't think Alex was chasing him, to be fair, but, I mean, the guy definitely kneeled, and they got the points.
Right. That might have been the closest game for Scared Hitless all season.
I'm certain it was, yeah.
At least for in D2,
yeah.
So, I mean... Hell, maybe they're not as dominant.
Do you want
as
those stats, too?
Yeah, well, Jesus. I want the first stat.
Yeah, one at a time.
Okay, so ILF, that was the most points they scored.
Fantastic. All right, now what's the closest Scared Hitless game?
Oh, well, that's going to take a minute.
I know.
Go talk about something else.
So, fourth and something took on the Free Ballers, and the Free Ballers are just kind of falling off after their big week. They lost again. I'm not really sure why, but... Apparently there were dust-ups on this field, and things were going a little nuts. I don't have the exact specifics about it. I just know that sideline people might have been a little too loud, and maybe they should not be doing that. But
so I'm showing Scared Hitless beat Bullet Club 31-29.
Okay. Yeah,
so that's kind of cool.
We were up on them all game and then blew it at the end. So
and then
started
Sticky.
Started off our season beautifully.
Well,
Sticky
beat them. That's
but that's
yeah.
I don't count
games,
I'm not
so
calling
that
it a crossover.
Yeah.
Gray Hair, they lost. They beat Gray Hair. Wait. No, Gray Hair beat them.
Right.
14-0.
They're not undefeated.
So, yeah,
I just want to
yeah,
know if it was
right.
The closest game.
So it was the closest, but yours was pretty close too.
It was.
And yeah, they had a second crossover game. You gave them two crossover games, huh?
Yeah, somebody had to get two, and frankly, in hindsight, I'm glad we gave it to Scared Hitless because they were the team that most deserved.
And they won
the games.
So,
they won
the
one of them. So
yeah.
Which, by the way, I think somebody it was on a podcast in one of the articles said that was the first time somebody had won one of those.
A crossover game?
Yeah.
Can't be right.
That isn't right. So unless they meant like the first one this season, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I know like I remember in the past like
yeah.
I think Joey beat a D1 team before and Maddie did it too. So
yeah, I definitely remember people winning like the lower division team beating higher division
yeah,
teams.
Yeah, so it's happened before, but
yeah.
It won't really matter next year when we have a full D1. So good luck everyone. Let's just with that, I believe that's every game we touched on, so let's move on to 1 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Sticky Bandits, 45. Tight Ends in Motion, 26. Fastbian 37, Today's Feast 13, Practice Squad 35, Spinelli's Plumbing 18, Come From Behind 21, Tater Tots 8, and Southside 39, Woodpeckers 28.
Great emotion in that.
You really nailed it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful.
You guys are so supportive.
I'm psyched. Yeah, I'm really psyched.
Except you called her old at the beginning of the
podcast. Yeah. Oh, I'm like an old timer. Like, she's been around for a while. In the
so she gets around amazing. Wow. You're a really good friend.
That's why she's been around, not gets around.
She butters been around.
She butters you up with
cinnamon
rolls.
She no longer does that stuff.
She's married. It's her anniversary. Jeez.
Butters you up with cinnamon rolls and then just goes for the heart.
Yeah.
Can't trust him. I love it.
Kid.
You said it. Southside played the Woodpeckers. They ended up winning 39-28. Southside had a couple subs this week.
We gave him Colorado Mike.
Oh.
Oh, Colorado Mike. He's nice.
He's very nice. Colorado Mike is great. So they ended up winning. Do we know who's actually playing with them right now?
Southside, no.
No. So they ended up moving on. Woodpeckers were there, and Allison
came out.
Fields,
yeah.
So that was really cool. She saw her team lose, but...
I don't think she went to see the team play. She came out after.
She came out after. Yeah. I know we were talking to her for a minute. It was good to see her there with her family.
Jenna was there for
Jenna's lifesaver, right?
Yeah.
One of the lifesavers.
You didn't wear your cool pink shirt. Unbelievable.
I know. I should have worn it today.
You should have worn it today. It's okay, though. Mistakes were made.
Nice.
It stopped raining, though. It looks really nice out now. But yeah, so like.
Oh my God, her parents were so nice, too.
They were, yeah, I know, right? I talked to them for a few minutes, too, and I was like, I'm too drunk for this conversation. I was like, oh, cool, our daughter almost died. Let's talk about it. Like, no, we won't talk about that. So I let Topper to do it and walked away.
Yeah.
That's a good life decision on your part.
Completely bailed on Topper. Don't feel bad about it at all. But it
was
cool.
Up there for about an hour with them.
Yeah, it's cool to have her come to the field.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, they said they'll be back next week, too.
Really? That's exciting. I want to
see our playoff game. Great.
Love it. So then Come From Behind beat the Tater Tots 21-8.
Scott Keller, quarterback for Come From Behind.
Scott Keller, junior, to be clear.
Junior,
because my first question was senior, because that'd be amazing. This was a back-forth game. Come From Behind got, you know, they did get their points with Scott. He wasn't, of course, super money, but he was good enough. And the Tots, they would move down the field, and then Harlan, or no, not Harlan. Who's the kid on Come From Behind?
Is it Tyler?
Maybe?
I think it's Tyler.
I don't know. He's tall, he's lanky, but he's really talented. That kid was he had two or three, like, bait interceptions in the end zone, and they were really nice, too, and that's just what ended up happening. They couldn't score, but it wasn't like they weren't moving the ball, you know? It just was one of those, we're not getting in the end zone type situations. And does that set up a rematch for next week?
Oh, God. What?
Come on, Topper Stats, let's go.
You want next week's schedule?
I just want the 3-6 game.
All right, hold on.
Which I'm looking at, and I know it's the same matchup. But
then why are you making me do this?
Because I just wanted to show that
that's
I could
a
do.
Bad friend.
I can do that. I didn't have it set up. I just did it faster than you. That's all it was. So
I had something else open.
So did I. I have this entire podcast that I almost delete every time I touch a button.
Good Lord, if we have to do that again, I swear to God.
Well, that just means we have to do more tequila shots and see where we end up. Maybe they'll talk more, too, it'll be exciting.
It's not going to make me know anything more about the games if I have more tequila.
I don't want you to know anything about the games. I just want you to talk more shit.
I've been talking a lot of
We'll let tequila take care of everything.
Kind of a dick. It's kind of nice.
I don't mean it.
Right.
It's just for entertainment purposes.
You nailed that. So good win for Come From Behind, who's been pretty good for like the last half of the season for sure. Now that they have their shit together, I know that Paul wasn't always. I love Paul wasn't here this game either.
He's in Ireland.
Oh really? Yeah. Just doing
with Thurman and Jim Kelly.
Oh, what a cool flex!
I know.
Anyway, Sticky Man, it's 45. Tight ends 26. Easy peasy for Sticky. Why is that?
Easy peasy. Well, for starters, tight ends was missing a few people.
They're always missing
a few people. They are having attendance problems.
They're like the Bullet Club of D1.
Well, they either have everyone show up and there are too many guys, or they have no one show up. And this was one of those weeks. They're missing Baker. They're missing Kyle. They're missing Nick Wentz. They had only one girl. They had Katie Salisbury. And the game's about to start. We're just going to grab a girl from the sideline. Hey, Melanie Linsmere, can you hop in here real quick? So that they pulled that. And played Melanie against us for a couple drives until we were able to get Talia to hop in as a sub for the rest of the game. So
how'd that make you feel?
I'm watching Melanie and Katie Salisbury out there and thinking like, huh, this isn't what we signed up for, but you know, it is what it is, right?
It's all
right. No, it's fine. So Sicky was actually missing Drew, and we had Adrian had a work emergency come up right before the game, so we lost both of them.
Did they have to go save a flower?
I don't know. It was some I don't know, some...
the mulch
no
was
idea.
The wrong
something
color.
With, like, a work site or something. I have no just idea. Kidding. But he had to bail. So we actually had Brian Stevens coming back this week, which was awesome.
Yeah, where's he been?
So Brian's been battling, like a back injury for a while.
Those
like
are the worst ones.
He's been carrying the team for years.
Well, I mean, hey, yeah, hey, it puts a strain on you, believe me. We've needed him.
10 o'clock toppers.
There we go. He's,
I'm back, baby.
He's looking sharp, man. He's looking sharp. But, like, he's been seeing a chiropractor, and, like, he, you know, he wanted to come back a couple weeks ago, but, like, you know, today was finally the day that he was ready to do it. So he came back, and he played awesome for us. Hasn't missed a beat. Just such a great teammate. So Mike Thomas had an amazing day, and we just kind of rolled on offense all day.
Is what is there. So Vaspian, they get off their little losing streak. I found out, I was talking to Brian, their quarterback, about what's going on and why they've been losing. He said he basically tore his shoulder. And he's, I think he said he needed surgery, too. I can't remember. But he hasn't been throwing well because of it, and he kind of stopped throwing. So Garrett stepped in to, even with his calf injury, he played quarterback. And he had said, like, those guys are awesome. He goes, I had 7 terrible throws that they made up for just by being talented. So, like, it really worked out. And today's feast, you know, they've been, I think, really, really up and down all year. So, and mostly down, but there was like, that little spike in the middle of the season where they're like, oh, win some games, cool. So good for Vaspian to at least head into the playoffs with a win, but I'm not really sure how their quarterback situation is going to play out, so it'll be interesting to pay attention to. Then practice squad played Spinelli's, and Spinelli just couldn't really finish on offense this time around, which is weird to say. What do they say? The jerseys are cursed or whatever? Are they like 1-6 since they got them? Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah. It's hilarious. But yeah, they couldn't score. And practice squad, who I said this to Jeff off air, practice squad's like the best team nobody's talking about, I think. What's the topper stat for their current rank, Topper?
Oh my God.
Hold on. I guess 2. What do you think?
Practice squad's 1.
Are they 1?
You just said untouchable.
Untouchable.
Oh, the overall rank.
Overall rank.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A 2.
What does overall even mean? Like,
it's meaningless.
It's, yeah,
it's
totally meaningless.
It's meaningless because Sticky is
fine.
But you're like
eighth.
So you're top 10.
Good.
Bullet Club is 52.
Out of 52. That also includes breakfast
clubs.
But so the dumb thing we're talking about is on the standings page, it just like randomly ranks everybody if they were all in the same division.
From all the divisions, right?
Yeah, so it'll just tell you. It'll tell you your overall
rank. One time I went on the website.
The one time. Which wasn't
until listened to the podcast once, too. So there you go.
Amazing.
It's all the same day, 2020.
Best guest ever.
I love it. So... That's what that... So we just play in it. It means absolutely...
What goes into
nothing.
It?
It's a really good question. I think it's just based... No, I think it's
random, randomly...
If I could figure out how to turn it off, I would.
No, you can't turn it off. It's spectacular.
And I love it.
I think it plays in, obviously, your record, where you are in your division,
yeah.
And then,
how
like...
How cool your name is.
How many points... Yeah, exactly. What
style points,
I think your point
Not
differential
the gray.
Plays
the gray
into it.
The grays always lose, though.
Damn right they do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I think points differential and everything, so it's like how you're playing compared to like your competition, essentially. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
I'm going to pretend that's what it is. It sounds like
sure,
a
why
not reason. We're just fucking rolling. Well,
let's
so
see.
That.
Where's Zach Attack? Zach Attack's 29th.
Okay.
Right, you went up 2 rankings since last week.
You know how hard we worked yesterday? We only went up 2 spots.
We're going to see. Well, we'll talk about it in a minute.
There's other ways to get up.
Really walk today.
I love it.
What's not
for your own?
Say that again? Might have flown under the radar a little bit.
You'll have to listen for that one.
36 minutes and 41 seconds.
Thank you, yes. Skip to that.
I love it.
You'll have to listen to your second ever podcast to find out.
I'm not listening to myself.
It's not Spotify.
There's not much to listen to.
What minute are we on?
I just said 36 minutes, 41 seconds, just about. You need to get it. I was waiting for there it is. She needs another mimosa. It's spectacular. So that's it for this, but you're going to have to read
the podcast, we're done.
Actually, you're going to read the 2 o'clock scores right now.
There's only 3 of them. Well, there's 4.
But
one's a forfeit. Forfeit.
Forfeit.
Buffalo Vice, 33. Itches and O's, 24. Puckett All-Stars, 32. Tax, 12. Zach Attack, 27. Woo! Jenna, I thought you would cheer on that one.
She's
making drinks. Priorities. Versus the Cunning Stunts, 26. Then the Woodpeckers, 21, and Lenny's Ladies, 0, 4 fight.
Yeah,
we
forfeited. Yeah, I basically sent out the group text.
Wait, one spelling error. Thank God.
I sent out the group text to the ladies, and the first answer Steph was in, and then the next 7 said they were out of town, or 2 of them had games at the same time, and I was like, it's just going to be impossible to put together a roster, since I knew some people were going on, you know, Andrew's boat thing, and people are going to be in East Aurora, so like it just wasn't worth trying to cobble together a team that isn't even mine for a game that really doesn't really matter. It mattered more for Woodpeckers anyway, and they get the win, so it's fine. Well, we'll just touch the other game. Well, Puckett All-Stars beat Tox. I don't know if we officially talked about the game because we weren't sure when it was played.
So I don't think we really knew the details of that. I glance over occasionally.
Yeah, it's
and
fine.
I didn't get enough out of it.
Yeah, you're right. Because I remember watching like Adrian run around. I heard I think he wasn't very good.
I'm going to place the
blame. And I don't mean that because like I normally like jokingly shit him. I just think he had an off day and Puckett was just like, we're winning to make sure we make the playoffs. So
I think we can place blame on Leslie.
Okay, why are we going to play?
Well, the first
the one that she should have intercepted.
The first play of the game.
Yeah.
Ball's thrown right at her on defense.
She just slapped
it
straight to the
ground.
Yeah.
It's like,
and afterwards she said, I really should have picked that, right?
I should have caught that.
Yeah, Leslie, you probably should have. Leslie, loser of the week.
Leslie?
See, this girl. Poor Leslie.
She's a girl.
Yeah, that's I guess there's Leslie gentlemen out there, aren't there?
Leslie
Nielsen. Leslie Nielsen's the only one I know.
Oh, this game was
Leslie Frazier.
Don't care.
This game was Brent's roughing debut, too. I thought he did a great job. Brent?
Brent.
Oh, yeah,
his roughing debut.
Yeah, I thought he did great.
Of course he did. He's Brent. What can he do?
Of course.
Yeah.
Who's going to yell at Brent, too?
Right?
Nobody.
No.
That's actually how we're gonna just get refs.
He must be the winner of the week.
Find the nicest people that nobody would yell at.
Oh, can I do it?
Yes, but I think people would yell at you.
People will still yell at you. Yeah.
They wouldn't yell at you.
They'd be too scared.
People
yell at
the
refs.
Now if you talk shit back to them, they listen to this podcast and hear you just eviscerating your friend.
No.
What are you gonna do to your enemies?
Here, sorry about the bad call. Have a tequila.
Tequila
shot.
Wait a shot at him.
And a fork to the eye. Buffalo Vice took on Edges and O's and got a big win there. Vice gets back on the winning streak. I know they've been missing people the last couple weeks, so I don't know what happened in this game, but Edges and O's isn't really playing like they normally would. Were they missing people? Because were there girls there? Because they were on your boat.
No, so the girls came and met us later. So I think Laura did play in this game.
Okay.
So I don't know that it was
no
an attendance
excuse.
Issue. Yeah.
All right, I don't know what happened there, but good for Vice.
I think
Vice.
A couple people were out because they were itching.
Oh. She got it.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, everybody. I didn't, for what it's worth, I didn't pick these guests.
I don't even know how I got here.
This table will be burned.
I love all of this, though. So there's that. But we can finally get you to talk a little bit more.
Well,
Zach,
I was going to say, you said I have to talk more. That's what you're going to get.
I love it. That's what I want. Zach Attack 27, Cunning Stunts 26. Big win for you.
This
for
was
you
a
girls.
Very big win.
Thank you.
So
yes.
Tell me about the game. What happened?
Basically, I just stayed on the sideline, but I cheered really loud.
Oh,
everybody!
So you played. She played offense. I played defense, and then we have Misty on our team.
Misty.
So she played both ways. Yeah.
I love Misty so much.
She's so nice.
Yeah, it was. I think we played really well.
We did. We got it together. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was tough for me on defense.
Zach stopped.
So we played them man. I think you have to play them man to man.
Okay.
Because if you play them in a zone, that's when they score 60 points.
Unless we play them again and then we decide to switch
so,
it up. You never know.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like
but
that.
I think that's your best bet. And then I, you know, I.
Hey,
just,
Jeff.
I so, right, they threw at me all game. So.
So
you
yeah.
did great.
You were playing good defense. I watched
it. I did pretty good. I did, you know.
There was this one throw down
really
the
well.
Field.
But I was guarding Renee.
Renee
is
Jenna.
So good. Like, they're all so good. That's why they're tough to play. But yeah, so I had to guard Renee.
It was amazing.
She was good. She was very good.
So you're saying you play defense, you play offense? Is that like your normal roles? Or
no, just that game.
Okay.
Yeah,
like,
normally we just
rotate.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Do you have have four women on your team?
Three.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they just didn't want you anywhere near defense.
Who's the other?
Well, I ran a 5K in the morning. I was kind of tired anyway.
Misty.
You just ran a 5K for funsies?
Yeah.
Why?
Because people run.
On purpose, it's the worst. Get out of here. But yeah, so that's exciting. So
yeah, it
big
was
win
exciting.
Though.
They almost won though. They went for the win at
the
end. They went for 2 points.
Oh really?
They didn't get it. Yeah.
Did you knock down the ball?
No, it didn't come my way, which I'm so surprised.
Well, you had
every
good
other
coverage.
Ball came my way,
okay.
But the 2-point conversion did not. So
that was with no time left.
No time left.
That's
well, 12
awesome.
Seconds.
And
yeah, well,
no
yeah,
left.
Yeah.
Unless something magical happened.
Yeah,
we had a magical QB. He could have done it.
So, and that was big because we were trying to get out of the 8 spot. We
yeah.
didn't want to play practice squad.
No.
But they're so nice. I would have played them.
Yeah, but they're
yeah.
good.
Playing practice squad can be
they're
tough.
Good.
Just, yeah, they're very good.
So
now you get, I don't even, Topper, who do they get to play in the playoffs?
Fast,
yeah.
Said.
Guys, I'm trying to make him do work.
I know so. One thing. Come on, I know one thing.
He's sitting on his phone the whole time still, so I'm still trying to make him do
I'm
stuff.
Sorry. My sister wants me to pick up a pizza. I'm trying to explain
just
to
take
her.
That.
I'm not going to be there.
Exactly. You got leftover food here.
That's
bring
true.
Your smart
we
cinnamon
have,
sorry about the pizza, but you got these breakfast.
Here's some
quiches. 4 quiches and 3.5 cinnamon rolls. I love it, though. All right, so, I mean, big win for you girls. Congrats
yeah,
on that win.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Gosh.
Beating the Stunts is no, like, no
yeah,
joke. It's real. They're fucking superstars.
My toughest game.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think
that's fair.
I can barely walk today.
So let's bring it on home. And well, that's because I hear you're old.
Yeah, I'm old.
That's why I said that, because I knew.
Poor joint.
Who's reading these?
Oh, yeah.
3 o'clock.
Jenny, you can read
them. All right, you want me to read these ones? Okay. Show Me Them TVs 27, Sleazin' Season 27,
ooh.
Tater Tots 37, Two Tutties 8, and Southside 36, Let Us Win 23.
Southside plays Let Us Win. They've been obviously the second best team in D6 when their roster isn't in shambles. So congrats to them for they end up earning the other bye. Let Us Win, like, they have a couple wins, but they haven't been anything too spectacular. Except for, of course, what was the fucking guy's name?
Iceberg.
The Iceberg. What a nickname.
It's a great name. We need to find out his real name and then never call him by
that
name.
I was going to say, what's the point? Iceberg's so cool.
Iceberg's awesome.
It's a play on lettuce.
Don't worry.
And, I don't know, it's so funny. This guy, one guy, he's got to be like 6'7". He's got, like, rippling muscles, and he can just out-jump anybody on the field, especially at D6. So he's really good. So shout-out to that dude. Tater Tots come back to play the Tutties. Apparently easy peasy, because the Tutties, are just figuring things out. They're really going to enjoy D6 next year, but that's not a knock on them. They've already said that that's what they're doing, so I don't feel bad about it. And then finally, Show Me Them TDs and Sleazin' Season play each other. They were in a battle for basically who doesn't finish last and gets to play the Untouchables.
Yeah.
And they tie. And they tie. So based on all of that, since I'll do the topper stats for you, because I don't want you to have
Thank
to switch
you.
Through windows.
The
tie means Sleazin' Season ends up staying there at the 8th seed. So they get the Untouchables, where Show Me Them TDs will get Frodo. And I don't think you really win either way there. You said, I know you said earlier Frodo had 9-point differential. They scored 311 points. They've allowed 302. That's not going to fly.
No.
That's probably what
it's not playoff game. Football.
No, it's not. But then again, we've allowed 369, and we're in the playoffs, so what does it matter?
Right. So it doesn't matter being in the right division.
This is the first time I noticed 369 points. Oh, my God.
Are there any other divisions where people didn't make it?
Yeah.
In D5, the Tutties aren't...
One team didn't make it in D5, yeah.
Yeah, because they had 9. We were going to have an 8-9 matchup, but the Tutties didn't realize that, so they're not going to be around, so there's no point in doing it. Which is a bummer, because we could have had more wrestling move bets between Jeff and Corey.
Yes.
Which would have been hilarious. But I think everywhere else, other than D4, where four teams got shot off. Yeah, because we have 8 division, or 8 teams, 4 teams, and 7 teams, so, like I said, we'll push that. That's part of the reason why we're going to... Basically, make better division. You are terrible at pouring things.
Don't worry about my drink. Focus on the podcast.
Yeah, how come no one wants to be in D1? Like, is there that much of a
difference? Do you
want to
be in D1, Jenna?
Well, no, I mean between Division 1 and Division 2.
It's just a thing. Well, D1 for a while was, like, it's still very, very good and very talented. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the football there is terrible or something. But in the earlier days, it was even more insane. And the people there were like, real tryhards and like we're gonna go hard and hate each other and you know it was like as close to
I think it had a reputation
it was as close
really,
to tackle football as touch football can get
it had a reputation for being very like overly
hold
physical
hold on she's raising her hand for a question Jeff stop talking
we talked about the raising your hand thing before we went on
no we didn't
said you
we
will not be called on
do you have to go to the bathroom you may go
no we're going to do that at our own liberty I'm wondering all these injuries you were talking about earlier is that because of football or some of them are some of them aren't
most of it's old age to be fair or like Travis blew out his ankle. He says he hurt it a little bit in his game, but then he also stepped into like a pothole.
He did. Oh my God, I saw him go down.
So he was like talking smack in a game he wasn't in, not paying attention, and his foot went into the
hole. Yeah, it was, and then he just laid there.
He
literally laid there for 20 minutes.
He fell so comically. Like he yard sailed his hat went flying off something. I thought he was like joking. I was like, oh, Travis is being a goofball because he fell and he's just selling it. No, he just was tearing ligaments in his ankle.
Was it like in the parking lot?
No, it was on the field.
Yeah,
because I was subbing. For any game, and he was walking right behind the end zone. And and then he just
maybe went. That's why he didn't coach us yesterday. He's supposed to be our coach.
I know. Yeah, he was our coach for like a game and a half.
I mean, to be fair. The pothole was on the outside of the fields, not actually on a field.
It was,
I believe our
was
fields are
100%
pothole free.
They're 100% pothole free.
There's a guarantee.
There is now until people are going to show up Friday night and dig one just to like tear their ankle and then Sue Topper. Okay, so I love that.
That's not the reason people don't want to play in D1.
No, the D1 thing was just, it was a whole thing where people, like, the teams there are intense. They've played, they play, like, systems, man. It's almost, it's really a thing. And
people said for years D1 is just not fun because everyone's too, like, angry and, like, you know, fights are almost breaking out and stuff like that.
That was basically really just like Lenny.
Well, yeah, it was just Lenny, right?
It was just Lenny.
But, like, it was really high in advance and all that jazz, and a lot of people just want to deal with it. It wasn't. The mix of usually what you want in football is obviously to have fun, but also still have competitive games.
Most people want to have fun, not Jay.
So instead, D1 got to be way more competitive than fun. Like, the teams that were there to have more fun tended to lose by a bunch.
Yeah.
And it kind of was like, people don't want to be the ones that show up and lose by 40. Like, where's the fun in that if you're going to be miserable every week? So that kind of became, like, the thing. But now all of a sudden, like, Eyes Downtown isn't the same. Public Enemy is gone. You know, like, the Varsity Villains, who were literally called villains because they were all we just talked about there. Mm. Like, they're gone. You know, all these other people are gone. So it's kind of not the same anymore. Now you got a nicer Eyes Downtown in general with the people they have there. The Legends are a bunch of good people. They're just really talented. Sticky Bandits is one of the nicest group of human beings, like, ever. And I'm not just saying that because Jeff's here. It's because I'm friends with all 42 of them. So I'm not wrong there. But again, Tight Ends is good people. So, like, now it's not the same. And I think people are starting to notice, like, hey, D1's not that serious.
Yeah.
Coming out of the fall, nobody knew, was Public Enemy really not going to play? Was this going to happen? Blah, blah, blah. But now that they kind of know and see, like, all right, maybe we can play with it. Like, that's part of the reason we did the crossover games, just to kind of see how different it was. But then if you look at it that way, we had, what, 8 crossover games, right?
Yeah, there should be 8 crossover games.
And D1 was 7-1.
Yeah, Scared Hitless had 2 good performances. Mm-hmm. Dilfs had a pretty decent performance, right. And then the other ones were kind of lopsided.
It's not really like most of these D2 teams couldn't play with these teams, but the 2 that can move up, maybe 3 move up, who knows, depends on how it goes, and if new teams form, because we'll always have to see what the offseason brings when, you know, the usual free agent frenzy where everybody just tries to steal people from everybody else's teams go nuts, and we'll see what we come up with. It'll be interesting, but I think I'm pretty safe. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn here, but I'm pretty sure we're not going to have a 4-team D1 next year.
That's correct.
See? Not speaking out of turn.
Well, that's kind of boring, too, right?
Right.
Jeff, you're in the league. You're in the division. Yeah. Is it boring?
Never felt dull from our perspective. I mean,
okay. Do you play each team twice?
So we played each team twice to start. Then you do 2 crossover games against D2. So those are teams that we don't play regularly.
That's creative.
And then
like
one ladder match at the end where you do play one team for a third time.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So,
and that's what this week was, right?
Yeah, that's what this week was, yeah.
So.
I think it'd be fun because, like, now there's so many teams
to keep playing the
in.
Same.
But, like, I think that it was. I think it was fine for one season, but if we had to keep playing the same 3 teams like
again
season
again
after
again
season
again
after
again.
Season,
yeah.
That would get old very fast. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why you need to always be promoting D2 champions, get some new teams to form, whatever it is.
I know people say that people always point to the move up thing. Oh, it's not. It's an unwritten rule. Maybe just make it a rule. Just like write it in there. If you win, you're moving up.
I thought that was the rule.
See, it should be, and it kind of. That's why I said it's unwritten, but like. If you win your division,
well, why
you
wouldn't you move up?
The only way I can
win the division, like the championship, or like be a number one.
It really depends. It depends. Well, because the number one seeds, they should probably move up anyway. Especially like Untouchables, they killed everybody. They should move up no matter what, you know.
But like take
Scared
a team like Puckett.
Right,
Puckett's been the same team
for forever.
Forever.
They're always
and
like 5-4.
They don't want to move up,
but they always do well in the playoffs.
Yeah, so I mean, it's like
let them be.
You said like there's
words of Darius,
but they never add people. They never like it's just been the same team, and they're happy just showing up playing. They got kids on the sidelines.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it's like I'm not gonna force them to move up.
Like it, right,
yeah.
Just because there's a rule
in D2, if like Scared Hitless or Gray Hair, Scared Hitless is probably moving up anyway. But say Gray Hair like past our prime win, like probably move them up because like why not? But like. Let's just say a week Bullet Club goes on some miracle run here. It's not happening, but let's just say it happens because, you know, we have enough talent that theoretically we could win games. If we win D2, there's no way we should go to D1.
Yeah,
we get
right.
Just absolutely. We got murdered
in D2.
No. Well,
you wouldn't?
It depends on who I could get to play on the teams then. Because, I mean, like we talked before, if, like, say Public Enemy comes back for the fall, well, I'm losing
Oh, sure, yes.
I lose
but if you
James
could keep the exact either. Same team that you have right now and they won D2.
They wouldn't want to. We don't have the girls to play in that. We don't have the, like, we might have the quarterback, but he's not on the same page with our receivers. And our receivers are mostly, like, older dudes who don't want to go to D1 where we're going to get snopped. We got snopped in D2. Why? We couldn't do it in D1. Not as is. We would have to add talent. That's just what it would have to be. You know, if we could add if Osiga came over or something, and, like, if we got a D1 or 2 male that'll actually, like, it'll work out, Sure. I don't want to say I wouldn't do it, but you did it. You won as the sixth seed with Sticky and did it because that's balls. That's cool. But yeah. You have your team all the time, and yep. You guys have your system below. Yep. My team is literally in disarray. It's a completely different roster than it was
Sure. Every
season the last three seasons. It's just not the same scenario. Yeah. You know, that's why I say, like, if a lower seed wins, then I'm not always forcing them up.
Yeah,
like, if you guys win, are you moving up?
Yeah. I think we would.
So easy peasy. But you've also played together for, like you just said, 3 years, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like a different thing for somebody who just started. I don't know. Well, not that we just started, but the team that we have, we just started. And that's a few teams out there that could, Lightning could strike the right way and they win their division. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, you got to move up. And they're like, I don't really want to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we have the Lightning that made Topper jump before when he was in that chair.
Made him get right off that metal chair. That was yeah, I forgot Topper got scared by Lightning. Topper almost got struck by Lightning earlier. Maybe you aren't having that great of a week.
Well, this is a very scary, traumatic experience. And you guys are all
like
making
that.
Fun of me.
I love that. So, football is great. The playoffs are coming. So, boy. Who do you think, Jeff, is the most slam dunk going to win their division champion?
Untouchables.
Yeah?
No, I'm sorry. Untouchables and Travis Henry's kids are both pretty good choices,
Travis
right?
Henry can super good.
So, those are the two teams.
Right. Do you feel like it's going to be all chalk, or do you think we're going to get some wacky stuff?
You'll get some wacky stuff. I think a lot of teams could win D4.
I think D5 is going to be the interesting one.
You think so?
I think you're right,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
D5 is going to be kind of crazy, too, because I think any of those top five, maybe even six teams
there's
are going to
six.
Win.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Mean, right down to come from behind.
Come from behind has been playing well,
but not
too.
So sticky. Huh,
passing while intoxicated, not so sticky, might struggle, but... You might get by the first round.
We thought we were going to struggle
I know.
Last
Wait,
season.
Are you going to start
Christine? We made it to the finals.
You got to start Christine at quarterback.
Yeah, we're talking about
you have
against
to.
Daryl. Christine versus Daryl.
You have to.
Daryl would be a hell of a playoff matchup. So,
are you guys
going
to come into that just trying to upset the one seed for fun?
Yeah.
Or are you going to just like pound Huggies and not care?
We're still going to pound Huggies. We did that for playoffs last year. We made it to the finals.
Yeah,
we're never going to not
pound
Huggies.
That's true. We're never not going to pound Huggies.
You can't
buck
the tradition.
I love that. So that's fun. Top, who do you think is going to more than likely win their division no matter what?
Well, I obviously Travis Henry kids.
Yeah, it's kind of
I mean, that's, yeah.
It's just a bummer. We did almost talk about moving them up a division for the playoffs.
We should have had them play. I mean, yeah.
Moving
them
up for the playoffs?
Yeah, just because it would have been fun. Like, because D5 had the 9 teams,
oh.
So they would have just been the 10th team.
Yeah.
And we would just
In their division, they're plus 128 points.
Oh, my.
The next closest team is minus 7.
It's not great,
oh,
honestly.
Oh,
yeah,
it's a big
oh,
difference.
No, that's not true.
Oh, that's not true.
Team is
10. Sorry.
And then 3, and then minus 7.
I'm sorry, I was way off.
Oh, yeah, they're just it's just one of those things where like they played in the division last year and they weren't murdering everybody,
yeah.
But this time they just I don't know if
got
they,
it together.
Yeah, basically they just got more on the same page, but and John's playing lights out, so yeah, I guess that's pretty much the slam dunk thing. How confident are you girls that you're gonna win your division?
100%.
Yeah. Is it, but what is it really
I feel pretty good about it.
Right.
We won our last two games. I think we're kinda
Did you play Bass? Did you play Bass in the season?
We did, and we beat them.
Okay, so you can easily
they
pull
can play
an
with the
then.
And they
yeah.
beat practice squad, right?
Why isn't
you guys
oh,
beat practice squad?
No,
you just beat the stunts.
Who's the team? Who's the team that beat practice squad?
Oh,
Topper?
Good lord!
Ooh, I feel like
you already
I know
this, don't you?
No, I don't.
All right.
Oh no, I think.
Was it happened today or yesterday?
Oh wait, wasn't it?
Was it Pocket?
I guess Vaspian.
Hold on.
I just really like
it was.
It was.
It was Vaspian.
Yeah, D4.
Watch some football.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Look at Kroll.
Yeah,
Jeff
I feel
Kroll,
like
everybody.
I feel like anybody can win our division,
yeah.
really. But I feel pretty good about our chances.
It's gonna be bananas for sure.
Yeah,
we just gotta
everyone play.
If we all
play on the same
well,
page.
Then.
Yeah, sometimes we're just on get on opposite.
Besides side. Yourselves, who's the best player on your team nobody knows about?
Ooh.
Don't tell him.
It's fine. Nobody's gonna know what they look like.
Well, I think Jay's
nobody listens to the
player.
Podcast anyway.
Jay is definitely our best player.
Gotta say that though. It's kind of.
Yeah, they're secret. Married.
Plus, people know who he is.
It's an anniversary. It's their anniversary day.
What if she? Yeah, she doesn't pick him on his anniversary.
Awkward.
She brought me some allergy medication the other day. That was super
hey,
nice.
Hey, hon, happy anniversary!
Yeah,
I'm gonna hang
nice
out with
guy.
Three
yeah.
men in a garage.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, and I feel like Zach's been playing pretty good. He's our quarterback.
I know. I'm just going to keep
Yeah,
on.
We're just
waiting.
We're just waiting for any additional backup support here from Kayla. But we were wondering if we were just going to back up that statement about Zach playing better or good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he
played
better.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got it together.
She's too distracted with the crayons.
Toughness.
No, what are you drawing over there?
Like she's writing down her winners and losers and hiding them from Jeff Kroll. She already knows the game. That was the one podcast she listened to.
Messages.
I love it.
Miss Regina.
Aw, happy anniversary. Yeah, spectacular. That's just how she buttered you up to get her another mimosa. With that,
it didn't even work. I tried. One dog, one bone.
Oh, you got your own? That's right, because you poured it poorly. I remember now. All right, so we're getting
close. You know what? Actually, Ricky on our team is really good too.
There you go, Ricky. Who?
She just named everyone.
I know.
It's like she went through everybody.
Who's not good on your team?
We're all great. Misty, yeah, Pete, Joey.
Yeah.
Who else are we missing? Shick.
Shick. Yeah.
Is that everyone? We have a small team.
Did you mention your brother here? Did I miss this?
Wow. Yeah, I said Joey.
Okay.
We're trying to keep him under the radar.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe
secret weapon
that no one knows about.
Yeah.
There you go. So with that, we're going to move on to the final portion here, where we're going to go to over our winners and losers and final thoughts and all that jazz. So winners of the week, you just pick somebody who you think is a winner for whatever reason. It could be mostly football related. Probably won't be, but it'll be super fine either way. So you can pick whatever you want to be the winner, and I always go to my left, so I'm starting with you.
Okay. I'm going to pick... I'm going to pick my family.
Okay, that's fine.
Because they all came out to the game yesterday.
Good.
My grandma is going to be 93.
How'd she play?
Yeah. She played great. Yeah, she came to watch us, then she went to the bar.
No, she was doing shots.
And she got kicked out of the bar. Because
yeah.
Everybody did.
Yeah.
No, just don't explain it further than...
Just grandma.
Grandma got kicked out of the bar.
A 92-year-old grandma got kicked out.
Well, that's an immediate Hall of Famer.
And it was a nice day. And
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, they would be my winner.
Having a supportive family. I love it. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Nothing wrong with that. Kayla, move on to you. Who's your winner of the week?
Oh, we're just doing winners?
Yeah, we just do winners and we do losers.
I can't talk until Jeff talks because he always has the right answer, so I was going to say what he says.
You need to copy mine?
No, that's not how that's going. You're going right now. I'm not giving you this out.
And I would have copied it from Topper, so there you go.
Okay, so could we go to your right, actually, instead?
Nope, it's you.
You are
the winner of the week.
Check your notes. Check your
crank. All I have is how smiley are face. You? A smiley face and then happy anniversary. It's useless.
You've done what?
Winner of the week, I guess my team.
Yeah.
We got it together. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm proud of the QB. He did great.
Yeah.
Real cheap, easy answer. Proud of you. You got there. Start thinking of your loser league now.
My notes didn't work, though. I got that one. That one I got.
Went straight to losers. I love it.
The evil portion of this you got.
No problem.
Really thriving at the evil portion of the show.
Jeff Kroll, who's your winner of the week?
Brian Stevens scored the 10,000th point in Sticky Bandits history on Saturday. I know.
That's what I was going to say.
So we knew.
I thought that's where you were
going
to go with
I know.
This.
That's definitely where Kayla was going, was for Brian Stevens. So we knew kind of like a month ago we were kind of approaching this milestone, and I didn't tell people.
We mean Jeff knew 1,000% and told everybody 30
Correct.
Times.
That's exactly what happened.
We.
And I didn't tell people how far off we were because I didn't want our quarterback like thinking about it too much as he got close, like, you know, go to this guy, go to that guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. So Brian happened to catch it on Saturday, and I love Brian. He's been with the team forever. He's been, you know, our best player for, you know, like you said, carrying the team on his back for the last several years. Yeah. So it was cool that he was able to come back and get the 10,000th point in
that
the same
is kinda
game.
Neat.
So that
yeah,
was really fun.
Like you said earlier, because he was, you know, hurting and everything. He finally comes back. He does
that.
So what trophy or what'd you get him?
I know I didn't get him anything. Nice pat on the back.
Yeah, you make him like a puzzle of himself?
We can work something out.
On,
I do like those puzzles.
I think people like those.
Yeah, people do like those.
When you get one puzzle for two people,
yes.
Together.
Technically,
we have to share the
I ordered two, and the company never responded. I'm like, this, what happens when you deal with the company? We're in
so,
China.
So Brian's my winner of the week, and not quite a winner, but
I have a new loser of the week.
You still going?
You?
No, that puzzle company.
Puzzle company.
We're not doing losers.
The puzzle
yet.
All right, puzzles. Well. All right.
So I was just going to say, Andrew, happy birthday, buddy.
Right.
That's it.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
All right.
Topper. All right, winners.
Winner of the week.
We need name tag day.
Name tag day? That's fine. Just bring the name tags and just make everybody sign up.
Yeah, I don't know how many people
you're now,
are.
You're now the official
that's
president
how,
of the name tag committee.
Listen, know each other.
The
great
only
idea.
Member of the name tag.
All right, I have a couple of winners.
Go on, sir.
All right. Southside.
Okay.
They won two games. That was pretty big. Impressive. Dominatrix, my Breakfast Club team.
Mm-hmm.
David Brill. Also
Dave Brill.
Dave Brill, my new favorite.
Best Dave. Take that, Walter.
Yeah. Yeah. Best Dave. Fourth and something, but not Stagmire. No, they had a good win. Where is it? Who did they beat? Over Free Ballers. Anyone that beats Free Ballers, I'm a big fan of.
What they ever do to you?
Nothing. It's just
haven't they done to him?
You want to talk about it?
No, well, no. Off the air.
Off the air. over the next round of cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, yeah. Fire up some more cinnamon rolls and we'll talk.
We can't. You gotta take them to your family.
And then, That's true. Brent and Dave, yes. They stepped in the ref yesterday.
Which Dave?
Walter.
Oh, did he? Oh, so yeah. He's back to best Dave.
He's back on the list.
He's top three Dave in the league.
So
universally that. Yeah. I tried talking him into getting Santa's secret sauce back too, so he can throw.
Perfect.
We need dress shirt guy and all the other guys that were on that fucking team.
That
so
team was crazy.
You got to make Dave play in D6 with that team. Just make him get, or else he's out of the league.
Yeah.
Which would never happen. So I would love that. My winners of the week. My winner of the week, I went with friendship. So I went down to East Aurora after this game and or after my game earlier. And I hung out with a whole bunch of TSLers. I got to hang out with the Bernal family who, you know, mom and dad kind of like half adopted me a while ago because going to East Aurora with them is always a trip. And, you know, I can see Leah again and Justin, her husband, and then hang out with Val and Travis and Botch and Diana. And then Pat Coletta was there. I can't believe he remembered me. I don't know where we got hammered there. We bet on the horse race and while rock music was going on. My life was really cool yesterday. But I did that and it was just a blast, and I saw other people throughout the night. Like, Garrett texted me right before we got started, because I saw Garrett. I ran into Sean and Amber, and Heather was out, and Easton came out with Zach and Tommy later, so I got to just see everybody. It was really cool. So I really like I said, the Sticky Bandits did their Andrew's birthday boat trip, and, like, everybody gets together. And I was like, it's super cool to just be a part of this league sometimes, and, like, everybody's just really good friends from it. I mean, most people were friends before it, but you just make, like, real friends through this league, and people don't get that all the time. Like, anytime I tell my dad I'm driving to Sanborn to do a podcast for a co-ed football league, he looks at me like I'm a fucking nut job. And I can still feel how proud he is of me. But like I said, and I tell this to everybody who joins the league, they just don't get it. You know, my new friend from work, Nick, who's been working with me and Jeff and Tommy, I started getting him to come to the field just so he could get like a feel for it. You know, he wants to play eventually. He played college baseball, or he's an athlete. So maybe we'll get him in. You know, probably in Fall Breakfast Club and see if we can get him on a team and stuff and get him acclimated to it. But he's just like, man, everybody here hangs out. They drink, blah, blah. He came to East Aurora with us and he hung out with people and he was just having a blast before he magically vanished. I think he's alive, so this might, maybe he's not. Maybe this doesn't mean anything. But the point is, everybody gets along. Everybody does this. And it's just like always cool, excuse me, to like just see everybody together and like having a blast. And whether it's on water or on land, it doesn't really matter, but it's just really cool. So friendship is my
That's
winner
beautiful.
Of the week.
Oh, so thank you.
Oh friendship, God, family.
All right, now let's talk shit about people. Losers of the week.
That's too much. I can't
focus. Now for the hatred.
Christ.
Let the hatred come out, Gayla.
You need to stop drinking
like
or start drinking
up
more.
Over there.
Just emotions taking me over.
All right, am I first again?
Really. Yeah, it's always going to
be. Well, I said my loser was the bar. We're kicking us out again.
Yeah, private parties.
Yeah, second time.
Is it the
second time? I'm also a
They did give me
customer.
A list of dates, but as I said, I haven't really read that.
So Topper is also the loser of the week. Got it. So you should have known this ahead of time.
Well, so here's what I do. So I got that email from him, and then I drafted a response, but I never sent it because...
See, Dave Marcus'd him.
Well, yes. But on purpose.
But on purpose?
Because, you know...
You forgot something on purpose. I don't believe you.
I did. No, I put it in a draft because you just sit on it because my response was not nice.
Oh, okay.
So I just sat on it. And,
can you read it?
I'm
just kidding. Please
don't. No, him trying to find
it. You
know me,
I'm just trying to look these things up.
You don't have time.
But, no, I...
He'll find it by
part of my
o'clock.
Response was you should put up signs if you want us to leave, you know, football early.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they've... Well, I think they're stuck because I don't think they want us to leave football early. Why would they? We're a cash cow. So.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're
Which is another cow you could probably be.
Right,
fight.
Could, yeah.
The cash cow. The cash Topper, cow. Topper's on even footing with them. Yes, it's usually they just want us to go inside and just get messed up in there and, you know, whatever,
right.
And then stay away from, like, the general public, which, again...
don't mix with these... Don't mix with the dinner crowd.
I get it, though. I get it. Though. Yeah, right, the dinner crowd, too, but... I don't think they want us to go away completely. They just want us to go inside. And
in a corner.
It won't, cool I guess it that's doesn't really fine. Matter.
I don't mind. I have fun inside.
Well, that's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Right.
We're talking about
they could have done without us bringing the dartboard back inside. No.
You guys just carry the dartboard around. I love it. It's just like,
fine, we'll go inside, but we're taking
the dartboard
with us.
The dartboard went back inside? I don't know.
No.
Oh.
The last year when we moved it outside.
Yeah, last year when we,
into the other room.
Well, we put it in the other room. Yeah.
Well, they should honestly have an indoor and an outdoor dartboard.
Yeah, they should. And they didn't even have a dartboard for the first 4 weeks.
Or no? They definitely had two.
They definitely had two. And then for the first 4 weeks, they had no dartboard.
Yes, also?
No.
No. It's funny. But yeah, and then fall, like we've talked about before though, going indoors, like we're usually there, like when we're indoors in the fall, when it's usually like shittier and colder out, that's fun anyway. That's when we're rocking the jukebox, and that's when the dinner crowd gets mad at us. So we got that coming up soon.
But like on a nice day like yesterday, like I want to sit outside, and they're kicking us out. I don't like that.
I mean, technically, you could have sat outside at the bar in the leagues from 9 o'clock to 6 p.m. I think that's enough time.
That is a lot.
We had to focus.
I still like to sit outside.
Did you focus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe you.
Painted for 3 hours.
Yeah, that didn't sound very...
In the zone.
Yeah. You painted for three... You paint?
Yeah, well,
so this is stuff you should be talking about yourself. That's fantastic. But it's your turn to talk shit about people.
Yeah, so, what do you got?
Loser of the week. Go
this
next.
Podcast, because I thought...
Wow.
At least I'm going to be more like defending.
The match. And I thought we were going to talk like... about our pizza flavors, our pregame ritual.
No.
We're going to talk about your favorite flavors.
This is your fault for not listening to it and not knowing what it was about.
No, what's your favorite pizza flavor?
I do like green peppers on the pizza every now and again.
Just cheese and green peppers? Or do you get a
pepperoni.
Sausage? Okay, that's cool.
What about you?
She likes pizza in general. Anything. Anything.
Except for breakfast pizza that she didn't have.
Yeah, no. We'll try that another time.
We're gonna
stay tuned.
It's adorable. I think you're coming. Well, yeah. Shit.
She just insulted the podcast.
Yeah, but she also brought cinnamon rolls.
No, it's very conflicting.
That another trip.
3 years. Show. What year would that be?
This is very conflicting.
If you think the good with the bad.
Every 3 years, I
could. It's adorable. She thinks Topper and I will be around in 3 years.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Yikes. I'll be dead. He'll be in Ireland.
You got that plan, huh?
Just playing the odds. It's real. It's just a safe bet.
Safe.
So, okay, so that was the pizza topics. What was the other thing you wanted to talk about?
Like your pregame ritual. You know what they're doing before the game.
Kayla runs a 5K, apparently.
So your pregame ritual is to paint?
She runs a 5K.
Yesterday.
Paint and run.
What else do you do?
What about you guys? Everybody throwing up like Josh Allen?
I wake up and go to football. There's no pregame ritual. I just talk to people and...
I walk the dogs.
Do you really?
I
do. What time do you get up at? On a regular Saturday.
5:30.
Really? Is that like your normal old man time waking up thing that just happens?
Or is it Kayla like that one?
Or, yeah, spitter shit all over the place. She's a spitter, guys.
I did not.
Anyway.
In college, I had to get up at 5 for crew practice.
Crew?
Rowing.
Oh, yes. Rowing's the best.
Is that why you have the rowing machine you don't use? That we only use for athletic contests? Yes.
I used to row. I rowed for a year.
Oh, ooh, I think somebody's about to go row downstairs.
The row.
You're gonna see if you can beat the record.
Get Baccio and Travis.
And no, with Liz.
Ooh,
Liz
Newberg. Oh yeah. That'd be fun.
No, it's literally a competition. We have that already. It's in his basement. His basement, by the way, is the fourth bar of the house. You haven't seen Topper's basement, right?
No, I have not seen Topper's basement.
It's a mess right now, but...
Oh. What? How? No, just that side room that we don't use. It's just the throw everything in there room. But he has a basement bar, too. We had a wine cellar.
Oh, my God.
Under the stairs.
Yeah.
Is that where you do the wine tour?
Well...
That's where we end up at the wine tour. That's how the Topper's personal winery gets restocked, because we go on the wine tour and he buys bottles at every place we go.
That's so fun.
It's the best. That's why you're going to be a Breakfast Club captain. You're going to really enjoy yourself.
You're going to enjoy it.
I don't want to hurt people's feelings. I don't want to, like,
no one knows the draft
last.
Order.
They don't know.
No.
Yeah, they don't know.
I'll pick myself last, actually.
That's fair. That works out. You just automatically.
She's already on a team, but she's like, I'm going to pick myself last.
I'm going to try to not pick myself. It'll be amazing. So it'll be a fall Breakfast Club Super Avenue. I love this.
Okay, that does bring up an interesting...
So the podcast was your loser, right?
Yeah.
Just to circle back.
That's just a circle. All right, Jeff, take it away.
No, I think you have more to say.
I said too much.
What were you going
to add? I'm liking her idea, though, of, like, Breakfast Club, like, picking teams. The captains pick teams, but they're not... They're getting picked onto a team.
Oh, so they're captain, like, GM of one team but play on another?
Yes.
Oh. That's hilarious. How do
we
make that something?
That'd be tough, though. You put all your heart and soul into one team, and then...
But you get picked on another. I love it.
That'd be fun.
God, that's going to be something. We'll figure that out as we go.
It's either that or the randomizer.
Hey, all right, so, Topper, let's show that we've learned from our past. Write this down so we can talk about it later. We never write this down, and then we'll not do it.
Get your crayons.
And then somebody will ask about it 3 months later, and we go, oh, shit, I forgot.
It's on the recording.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Kayla, write that down.
Jeffrey, your loser of the week.
My loser of the week is teams that struggle with the whole sublist process. I feel like more and more this season, like, people have been coming up to me, and I know I kind of singled out tight ends earlier, but it's not tight ends. It's not just tight ends. All kinds of teams are coming up to me, like, during games and saying, like, hey, like, I just found out that this person's not able to come, or I just found out that I have no girls today and all that.
Oh, the day of ones?
The day of ones, yeah. And I understand that stuff happens. Like, we lost Adrian midday. I wasn't planning on that, right?
Right.
So stuff like that does come up, but I feel like there's a lot more preventative stuff that captains can do ahead of time to, you know, text ahead of time to make sure that they have enough people to field a team, and then follow the proper process throughout the week to make sure that they have, like, a league-approved sub. And I feel like a lot of people, and we all know this,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people just wait until the last second because they're like, look, the league will take care of us. They'll find somebody for us, right? We'll make it their problem. We'll snag somebody great.
Mm-hmm.
So my loser of the week is, you know, a lot of teams that just kind of rely on our generosity at the last second.
All right. I have a question then.
Yeah.
Just to play devil's advocate.
Please.
Because I don't read the rule book or anything. I don't care. But we actually have this, like, the new process, the one that came up with Breakfast Club and
yeah.
Sublist and two times?
Yes.
Is that all in the... Is that all...
Okay. So yeah, so Travis did send an email at the
yeah.
beginning of the year explaining all of this, and Topper, I think you recirculated that
yes.
somewhere recently.
But is it on the website? Can we put it, like, is it somewhere that somebody who doesn't know can click and look?
So I don't know that it's on the website.
The sublist is on the website,
the
but maybe
not
the rules.
But the no,
the
rules itself.
The rules.
But, like, the new rules we kind of, like, winged this year.
So I'm sure we
thing.
Could add it to the website,
sure.
but at the same time, all of the captains have seen this. Like, we have
right,
correspondence
of
with
I mean,
all of them.
I could just make a sublist page on the website.
Yes, you could do that,
sure.
But again, do you think that's going to solve anything?
Write that
or
down.
Teams, thank you.
Thank
or will
you.
Teams continue
Wait,
to ignore that?
Sublist.
Sublist.
Thank
listening.
You.
Sublist. Write down sublist. We'll know what it means.
Get this girl a headset.
Yeah.
You're, you know, we're talking shit about the podcast. You're also part of the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. A big part of the problem, apparently.
I am the problem.
I don't think it changes anything if you put it on the website. I think teams will continue to show up and just do the same thing.
I mean, do we have an official time that you need to request your sub?
Yes.
By? What time is it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know off the top
of my head.
It's
Thursday
like,
by
it's
5.
Thursday night or something.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's too early. Personally,
okay.
Because I find
Stop
out.
Put it
like,
this way: if you were to send something in on Friday,
yeah.
I imagine that
it would get
still addressed. Take care of it.
I
people aren't even doing that.
I send something in on Friday because I sent out my group text,
yeah.
got half of them to respond, poked the bear to get everybody else to say something, and
yeah.
I still wasn't sure if I knew Jess was out because it was her birthday.
Yeah,
didn't know if Crystal was showing up or not. She didn't say in or out. I'm just like, hey, maybe
yeah.
she'd answer, but I mean, she didn't respond, so I was like, all right. Finally, at like 6 p.m. on Friday, I was like, well, I have to find somebody. And I had asked, I was like, who's going to be there at 10 o'clock? So I knew Emily Schilling would be there. And I don't think she's like heads and tails above, you know, like whatever else I could ask for. So she's like, yeah, but I already did my two times. So like,
yeah.
what can happen? I was like, this is going to be late anyway. I'm just going to, I sent you the email that you obviously didn't read. I sent it to Travis. And then nobody responded for like most of the night.
Yeah, well, when
out,
it comes to Fridays, though, it's like, we're checking out.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
I'm getting everything ready for the next day.
Oh, I understand. I'm not, listen, this isn't like a,
yeah.
I'm just saying my own experience that maybe other people have gone through, and that's it. So I get it where it's like, you don't know, and then Saturday morning or whatever, I wake up and Travis had responded on the sublist and said, yes, it's fine. Just like, you know, what else am I going to, because if he said no, well, I'm fucked at this point. Like, but either way, he still let it happen. So I think we can get in requests on Friday just because, people don't know. People don't want to respond. You know, it's hard to get. You have sticky magnets, and they always respond to you, and you know everything.
Yeah.
You know where everybody is. I think you guys all like. I think you guys all just map each other's like locations at all times. And
you're tracking each other.
Not far. They're not far from
like,
the truth.
Jeff keeps tabs on everybody because that's what he does, and he's the perfect kind of crazy person. But not every team can have people who respond to this and do that. You know, if you're getting a you know more of a mishmash team together that. Maybe only plays football together and only hangs out a little bit, it's going to be harder if you can't get answers. So with more teams feeling like that, especially with the way people jump teams, et cetera, maybe just pushing back from Thursday at least to like later Friday.
Yeah, I'm open to any suggestions that makes this like more practical and easier for all the captains and teams to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that regardless of what we make the rule, I just get the sense, and maybe I'm mistaken, but I get the sense that a lot of people just show up on Saturday and they're like, we'll figure it out at the fields.
I'm sure they do. But at the same time, like you said, if people say 10:30 a.m., I'm out, sorry, my bad, didn't know, you know, broke my ankle last
yeah.
night, then it's a different thing. But we usually do our best to accommodate anyway, because we have to, and we always have people floating around, so.
I feel like we morphed into the final thoughts.
No, we were just talking
right.
about losers.
Yeah, that's my loser.
Oh,
there's one more lap around
the table.
Give me
more
time. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
fine. Topper, do your losers then. Go.
Please.
Everyone who had to leave early yesterday, including Andrew.
Wow.
Andrew, you had a birthday party. You're a loser. I love it. That's fine. That's
yeah,
fine.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
I love it. So then I'll just take that away. Oh, do you have a list of losers? Usually you do that.
I think I covered it with everyone.
Fair. No, fair. Well played. All right. My losers of the week is Jeremy Burr for not showing up today.
Yeah.
He said he would.
Good loser.
And then Corey being a loser for showing up, not showing up when he said he would. And Trish for... being supposed to be the voice here, and she's blown off like the last like three or four podcasts. It's kind of bullshit. You're in the intro and everything, so now I'm going to have to...
New intro. New intro coming.
That's on you. What'd you say? New intro?
New intro coming.
It'll just be the same thing, but then I'll just go, Jeff Kroll! Yeah. So maybe that's it. So either way, that's it for losers. I'm just poking fun anyway. All right, final thoughts. Whatever you want. You can say anything you need. This is your time. You can just say anything about the league.
The other way.
Nope. So you've been prepared. You knew this was coming. I don't feel bad for you.
I didn't know this.
Well, I don't know what people say for final thoughts. Just like, just
tell us how you feel.
Yeah, whatever you want. Just talk about
it. It doesn't have to be football related. What's on your mind?
I got nothing.
You have no thoughts.
You watching the new Star Wars TV show?
No.
Obi-Wan Kenobi? It's not for you?
Let's not talk about
it. I'm excited to see Jurassic Park
today. No spoilers.
There
you go. See Jurassic Park.
Final thought.
Final thought. Excited to see Jurassic Park. I love it.
Yeah.
And go to dinner.
There you go. We're going to dinner.
I think we're going to go to Santoris.
You think? You don't even know. You guys really
live on the edge.
Really plan out this first ever.
Depends what theater we go to.
That's fair.
We go to the one at the gallery or the one on transit.
I love it. All right, Kayla, what's your final thought? What you got? You can't talk smack like this and have nothing.
No, I wasn't really serious about the smack. I'm actually nice. I just like to poke a little fun here and there.
Oh, so it seems.
But in all seriousness, thank you all for having me. It was a wonderful experience. Great setup here. A lot of microphones, you know.
There's a lot of microphones. You got
yeah, a lot of nerves, but you know, we got through it.
Did you really have nerves? I love it. Well, thank you for coming out. Spectacular.
It's been lovely.
Jeff Grohl, final thoughts.
So a year ago, we did our Eggplant Bowl against Third and Schlong.
Yes.
And the long-awaited rematch is coming up. So I talked to Scott.
Are they doing it?
Yep, they're doing it. They're getting together with Third and Schlong. We're going to do that next week sometime at the Fields. So Topper, you're going to have to put that on the schedule.
Okay. I think
2 o'clock is the time. I'll find a ref. We'll just have one ref do it.
Sure, fine.
And that's, for people who don't know, we played Third and Schlong last year for the right to have the Eggplant logo on our jerseys. Third and Schlong used to have it. They retired as a team. We started using it. They didn't like it.
Is that
so
why they're fourth
for the
and
rights.
Something? So not fourth and Schlong.
So I don't know if that's specifically
and
why
they
it is, because they're not allowed
back,
to.
Fourth
they
and
can be fourth and Schlong at that point, yeah. But no one's allowed to use that eggplant, but us right now. So if they beat us, they can have it back. But
did you guys
that's
bring
coming
a real
on Saturday.
Eggplant last year.
We brought a few real eggplants, and after we won the game, Ricky took a huge bite out of it, and it was disgusting.
You have to make eggplant parm.
See,
I can
that's
make that.
Next
show.
Next podcast, yeah. Get that chef hat on.
Every 3
you don't want to wear.
I love it. Patrick, what's your final thought?
All right. I don't like eggplant. Can we just do something focused on bacon?
Eggplant?
No, bacon.
Bacon. All right.
Bacon. Let me go to my list here. All right. So first of all.
List of final thoughts.
Of course. I had a lot of final thoughts. The the reffing this season, I'd like to thank everyone that stepped up to help out, because I haven't got a lot of complaints about the reffing. I get one or two, but that's not bad. It's nice to see that Emily came out to the fields again yesterday.
Yes.
You know, to ref, just to be part of football.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I want to remind everyone, you know, to keep their cool during the playoffs here. You know, it's just co-ed touch football. Your life's not going to change.
Anymore.
Winning or losing.
Now it's everything.
Yeah.
It was just co-ed touch football.
It's the playoffs now.
Now it's elbow time.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
And I'd like to congratulate the Cunning Stunt on beating Sticky for the scoring title.
Beat us by 2 points. Congrats, Joey. Good job. Congrats, ladies.
That's it.
You're such a dick. I love it.
That's for stealing my shit earlier this season.
I was gonna say, do you make most of your final thoughts just to be like, which one can I poke at Kroll for? Because it's kind of become that, and I enjoy it.
I need to change the order. I'm going to go after you in this.
Well, you got. That's why he's
going to steal the seat. I know.
I'm not changing the order.
Well, this is kind of like being at a blackjack table. I like third base.
There you go.
Topper likes third base. You, know,
you heard it there.
You heard it here first, ladies.
His real final thought.
Yeah.
All right. We have another final thought.
No.
No, go ahead. You
we got to play darts. We haven't played darts once at the bar all year.
Wait, all right. You talk all this smack about them not playing darts and you're not doing it with
them?
Well,
they avoided me for weeks.
Well, there was no dartboard.
I did a dart camp.
Women do that.
There was no dartboard. There was our dartboard.
I played
for
a couple times.
Yeah, but
that's
we never played against.
Salty and you left
yeah.
Well, we'll get it going this week.
All right. You're skipping your niece's birthday party. We're going to go play darts. You have to do the rowing. We'll be good here. I love it. My final thought is that I don't really have a final thought. I realize that, as you guys were saying yours. I think the friendship thing probably should have been my final thought, so I kind of swung and missed with that. But either way, it was really exciting to just have new people here who bring us food. That's new. I really liked that a whole bunch. That was exciting. No, football's great. I had a blast. Like I said, the season is over, which is really terrible to say and think about, but also it's like relaxing because we're gonna not have to do much for July, and then we're gonna wrap up the wine tournament. That's definitely part of my final thought.
I never heard of that.
Okay, so we go to I don't remember Black Willow Winery, and we set up two fields, and we have 16 teams, and we just play a tournament. So you'll play in your own division. You'll play three games. They'll be quicker games, and there's no extra points or anything. But it's at a winery, so we just slam wine slushies all day and basically sell them out of stuff. So
yeah, can we do that?
She could not have given you
we were talking about it yesterday.
August 13th.
You asked, can we do it? But your look said, we're doing that. That's exciting. But yeah, wine tournament's like one of the best parts ever.
I've never heard of it. Because I'm not engaged. Yeah, damn it. You're not. Oh, I still are on the air. I'm going to try harder, guys.
All right. Well, you know.
You're terrible at picking guests. No, she brought food. Damn it. This is the worst.
Yeah, I know. It's conflicting, right?
I'm going to try harder, I swear.
Never been. Yeah, so August 13th is the wine tournament.
And she's taking notes for us.
When are we opening registration for that?
Soon. Probably after the season ends.
Like I told Jeff earlier, I don't know if you know this already, Public Enemy's already got a spot.
I've heard.
They've reformed, so they need
money. Talks. Money talks.
Money talks.
For the wine tournament?
Uh-huh. No, I mean your entrance fee.
For the wine tournament?
Yes.
Jenna, how much you got?
I don't know. Not how enough. Much is it?
I don't even know. How much is the wine tournament? Do you remember? He doesn't know these things right now.
I think it's 200.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's nothing over.
Jenna's got it, yeah.
Yeah, you got the stuff. Thank you.
Most of that money goes back into the band and
because again, well, it'll be like semi, like mini Lenny Ramirez Day. We had the reggae band. I assume you're getting the same band. And yeah. All this other stuff. And again, Topper will just eventually buy bottles of wine as he drinks
wine.
Wait,
what do you pick names for who can get in it?
No. I give the teams that played last year first right to come back.
Yeah. If they don't, we usually don't get all of them back. It's not a big deal. But then more people come in.
You're treated as a chef.
You're already out. I don't think you know it yet. We're not going to get a food truck anymore. It's just going to be
We do have a limo right up there, so we'll be good.
Yeah. So
hopefully.
Yeah, wine tournament's coming up. It's honestly the best thing that we do in the off season. It's the only thing we do in the off season besides maybe get drunk here some more. But so we'll get ready for that. Like you said, after the season, signups will happen, and that'll be super fun. Like I said, Black Willow, August 13th. So clear your calendars. Even if you don't end up having a team, we can either A, fit you on one because there's always people looking for players or people who can't stay the whole day or refs or anything. And you should just be there anyway because it's a super fun time.
Yep.
With that, we'll just end it on that.
That's a good way to end it.
Patrick, thank you for existing, I guess.
Sure.
Jeff Kroll, you're one of the best ever. You're my official new sidekick on podcast, whether you like it or not.
Sorry, Trish.
No, that's all right. It's on her right now. I'm very disappointed in her. We'll find out if she listens to podcasts after this.
Right.
Good point. Yeah.
Somebody's going to point out to her. It's going to be less fun, but whatever. Yeah. Kayla, thank you for bringing food for real. That was super awesome. Like, I'm going to talk about 82 times, but nobody's ever, like, done anything except they show up and they just expect things. They expect Topper to buy them food and fried dough or whatever the hell else you do.
Fried dough.
People do bring people have anything for us today. So thank you for coming
me.
The most prepared before the podcast.
Yeah,
during
It's all about the pregame. That's what I thought we were doing.
After that, I mean, you were quiet until that third mimosa, and then you just took right off. Now your hair's swept, and now you're all ready to go. I love it. It's super fun. Jenna, you're not old. I don't care what she says.
I'm not old.
But thank you for coming back after, what you said, 3 years. It was super cool.
Great.
You girls are doing great things on Zach Attack. Hopefully you guys win. You got a big game coming on. It would be great because you can come back here and make us more food.
Great.
You said Eggplant Farm.
If we win, we're coming
Eggplant
back.
Even if you lose, you're coming back because we'll actually have to have the dart competition here because he's got the dart board downstairs.
I will get the dart. I'll put the dart board.
No wonder you're so good. Well, I'm not that good.
What'd she say?
She said, no wonder you're so good, but you're not that good, and I don't know what she was talking about.
Well, we'll just let the listeners' imagination take over from there.
And with that, I cut your mic. It doesn't matter. They didn't hear that part. Yes, I did. So that's it. And don't forget, you got to listen to whatever Topper said about you at 36 minutes and 40 seconds into this podcast. And with that, that is the TSL podcast. The playoffs are coming up, guys. Be ready. Like Topper said, be kind to the referees, and let's have fun. So we'll see you on the fields. Bye.
Hands in, everyone.
No, hands in, everyone. I'll stop my goodbye. Come on, hands in, everyone. Come on, Topper. Go! What the fuck was that? All right, goodbye, everybody.
Dove in the pitch black night. A raindrop falls from tremendous heights. A wave crashes off. off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a beach shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people.
A ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind. Incredible.